please?
Mary Pope. I'm a Group Assistant Secretary for the PCS EFRA Group Executive Committee.
PCS is the...
Public and Commercial Services Union. It represents most civil servants and those areas of the civil service that have been privatised.
So we're at Chalfont Drive, Nottingham. What happens here?
Land Registry have got premises here, DEFRA have got premises here, Natural England, the Gangmasters Licensing Authority, all carrying out important work.
So what has been the support for the strike?
It's been very good. I've never known it to be so good.
But what impact is that going to have on members of the public? How will they be inconvenienced?
They will find it difficult to get access to public buildings, public offices and public services. They're finding it increasingly difficult anyway because our numbers are being cut. But today we're here over pensions. And if we're providing valuable public services, we should be recompensed appropriately. And we should have decent pensions at the end of it. And our pensions, our pension increases are not being raised to pay into a pension fund. They're being raised to offset against the deficit. It is a special tax on public servants.
What kind of support do you think you've got from union members here?
Huge support from union members here. Huge support from union members everywhere.
Well, one of the things you've got here is the land registry. Presumably people who are selling their houses are going to be slightly inconvenienced by this. It might delay their process.
Yes, it may well do. The whole point of taking industrial action is to cause inconvenience and show how valuable the services we provide are.
Government's not really going to listen, though, is it?
I think they will ignore this at their peril. This promises to be the biggest industrial action since the general strike of 1926. And if they don't listen, it will be only the start.